Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. If you're on your way to the Michigan-Michigan State game, be safe, have fun, go green. But if you're getting ready or just coming back out of your tree for the morning, we hope you had a successful hunt. But we've been talking a little bit about deer hunting and camp food, and we're going to continue that. It isn't all about protein with the Grilling Guys. A lot of the times it is because we like to grill our meat. But we're going to talk a little bit of the fall vegetables. There's a bounty out there right now of things. The summer's done, but there's still all the squashes and pumpkins and a lot of other things that are really good on a grill. Barbecue Bob, what you thinking, man?
I'm thinking about Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to dig that cartoon up. That was one of his best. You know, fall vegetables on the grill. One thing that you and I have played with in the past, and my bride does this in the oven, but roasting pumpkins. Yep. You have played around with some wedges.
Right.
What'd you do?
Right. Well, I put a little butter and brown sugar on them. You cut them up in a wedge, right? Almost like a sweet potato fry.
Like a giant nacho chip.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And take the seeds and the guts off the pumpkin, the string, right, and all the seeds off. And then that outer skin on a pumpkin is real resilient, right? So you can use that if you want to, or you take it off and make kind of like a French fry out of it.
Well, that's the perfect cooking surface.
Right. So you leave that on there, and you put it on, and I use indirect heat because it'll burn, and I don't want it burned, but you're actually roasting a wedge of the pumpkin, little butter and brown sugar on there, man.
And even if you can't do indirect heat, you can do low heat on that skin, and if you burn the outside of that a little bit, you're not eating it anyway.
That's
you're
right.
Burning the bottom of your bowl.
Right, yeah. That's the piece you're not eating. We do the same thing with acorn squash.
Yes.
Right? And those are the ones, the little green one, dark green
looks
ones,
like,
shaped like an acorn,
yep, looks
right?
Like an acorn.
Right. And I'll do those in the smoker. Really like those. Cap them, right? Take the top off where the stem is, run a knife across it, get a spoon in there, dig the stuff out. But keep that cap. Don't throw it away. And then I take and I put them, the butter and brown sugar inside of the acorn squash,
maybe
cap it back
maybe
up.
Maybe a little rum.
Right, so it steams, right? I'm going to cap it back up so it steams it. And it's going to cook a little quicker because it's closed in there. But one of the tricks I do is on the pointy end, opposite the stem, is you just slice about a quarter inch off. Don't go too deep because all your good stuff will leak out. But if you just take and flatten that off a little bit on the bottom, it'll sit on your grates really nice.
You could put a little brandy or some Kahlua or something like that in there if you want to make a little adult dessert.
Right, yep. But it's a good vegetable now. We're altering Mother Nature's flavors with sugar and butter in both of those, but I just think that combination with a squash-type vegetable, being the pumpkin or these acorn squash, and there's hundreds of these squash out there.
I was at the farmer's market here last week with my daughter, Emily, home. She's quite the chef, so I'm trying to always outdo her.
Good luck with that.
Getting harder and harder.
She studies. You
getting
try.
Getting harder and harder.
Yeah, I get it. I'm a trier.
So I bought some Brussels sprouts for the first time on the stem.
Oh, yeah. And a little tree of them.
Yeah. And I've just got that propped up in the kitchen right now just because it's pretty awesome looking. But I love doing those, and I'll do those just on a cast iron skillet with some good EVO, I'll fry up a little bit of bacon first.
There you go.
And use a little bit of that bacon grease, and then cut them in half, put them a flat side down, and just saute them lightly, throw a little balsamic. I use the 18-year balsamic from Old World Olive Company, and then I'll just turn it off and close the lid and let them just come to a rest. They are so good.
Right, and they're good for you. A lot of iron.
Very good.
In a Brussels sprout. That dish, when you cut those in half, what you're going to see is you're going to have a few of those outer layer leaves flake off, but leave those in there. I mean, if they're clean, leave them in there because they crisp up like a potato chip, and they are unbelievable when you do that. They're just the one thickness of the leaf, right? The Brussels sprout's like a miniature cabbage. But the outer leaves that fall off, man, if you leave those in that saute pan or that cast iron skillet, those are just
another
like,
thing you see a lot this year time of year is artichokes.
Yeah,
and I'm working on the artichoke technique. The next segment we're going to talk about some other things you can do, but I am becoming a big fan of arugula.
Okay. That's a lettuce, right?
Yep.
Okay. Why? What do you like about it?
It's got this salty kind of peppery, salt and pepper kind of flavor to it.
Yep.
So it adds a really cool accent to lots of things. Like I made fajitas the other night, and instead of lettuce, I put arugula out there, and it just gave everything a nice twist.
Right. Yep. A little fresh, kind of brightens things up
a little bit.
Kind
of peppery.
Yeah, a little bit peppery.
And it's resilient. It holds up in the fridge a long time. In terms of squash on the grill, I've never done a whole lot of them. And there's butternut squash.
Right.
And I think you can do that very much like you were doing the pumpkin.
Yeah, right, because they're the ones that are, they got a bulb on the bottom and a long neck on them.
Right.
They're usually like cream colored, right? And those butternut squash, you can cut those in half and make a boat out of them. You can slap the top of the boat back on if you want that steaming effect, or you just got two halves of the boat, and then you use that, and you can put any variety of things inside
I've seen people putting like lasagna filling in them and
ricotta,
taco filling in them, and doing all kinds of cool things because squash is actually very healthy for you. But you hit on something before. You said that Brussels sprouts are good for you. Cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower. There's like four plants that in particular have a special chemical that they've found actually is it fights cancer. So if you don't like Brussels sprouts and cabbage, try and like them because cancer is a bigger and bigger problem in the country. And you're putting this stuff in your gut. And colon cancer, we've had two friends recently have half their colons removed because of colon cancer. Yeah. And now they got semicolons. So that's not cool.
Pause, change the subject. Yeah. Anyway, that's some man advice. It's time for some man law. Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A man, man, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
Today's man law. I found this one to be spot on, and I see it more and more. So here's a warning to all you. If you are trying too hard to be that cool guy, and we've seen them more and more, this is a problem in my opinion, your hipster, ironic look is just as douchey as your tap-out shirt. If you're going out of your way for that look, you're a clown.
Wow. All right, I'm thinking that was inspired by somebody you have in mind, but
a bunch of them.
They shall remain nameless.
A bunch of them. I'm sorry, anyway. But if you've got a great big lumberjack beard and you can't swing an axe or handle a chainsaw, shave it off. Don't come up with your skinny jeans and a lumberjack beard. It's douchey.
Can you drink an IPA or are you still on Coors Light? The other one too?
Yeah, there's another vegetable that we talked about a couple months ago, but it's a great one for deer camp, and that's just the good old-fashioned carrot.
Yep.
And you wrap it in some thin, cheap bacon, and you just get a bunch of them, wrap them up, and make in advance or just bring a little bit of some maple syrup.
Right.
And just finish them off with some maple syrup with a little bit of cayenne or some pepper flakes in it. And those are fantastic because by the time the bacon's crisp, that carrot is absolutely perfect. And then that maple syrup with the pepper in it just gives it a hot, spicy, sweet characteristic to the bacon. And it's a wonderful thing. And it's a stick you can lay on your grate. You just roll them all at the same time.
Now, you doing those direct heat or indirect heat?
Direct.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you got to roll it because you don't want the bacon to burn.
Right. So here's a good idea. Get yourself a nice silicone mitt to take out with you.
Yeah.
So that you can handle all this stuff, the grate, all that hot stuff. And you're going to spend $50 on them, but I need another pair right now. So I think I'm going to go shopping for some myself. The last ones I bought were as seen on TV. Don't buy those.
Right.
Yeah. They crack.
Coming up next, we're going to roast your turnip. Stick with us. We will be back.